علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And I welcome you all towards this important occasion of the night of Qadr, or the third night of Qadr, which is the night of the 23rd of Ramadan al-Mubarak, where everyone's hearts are kind of hoping for that great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overcome them. And it is a very powerful opportunity to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in unimaginable ways. And we pray that in this night our du'as are accepted. And also I give you my condolences, because as we are still unhappy and we are sad with the event of the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And even tonight, we remember him and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he forgives our mistakes and our sins through the greatness of this holy Imam, and to keep us on the right path.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, coming back to our topic, which was on a guide to managers, based on, of course, the 151st sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, we were discussing about the issue of fitna. And by the way, it was these same fitnas or confusions that led to the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Unfortunately, when the fitna came up, people were so confused. And some people, they, in that state of confusion, or rather, as a result of that confused state, a group of individuals that were really evil and bad, they took advantage of that situation and they ended up killing Imam Ali alayhi salam and martyring him in the mosque. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, with regards to fitna, has mentioned a lot in Nahjul Balagha. But these are some very important points that he has mentioned in this sermon. And that was that we mentioned previously that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that be firm. عِنْدَ تُلُوعِ جَنِينِهَا وَظُهُورِ كَمِينِهَا. Be very firm when it starts to show up, that fitna begins to show up and become apparent. Because that inherent dimension starts to develop way before the apparent dimension begins to show up. And this means that fitnas begin earlier than what you think. That means today, for example, you see a fitna has happened, a confusion in the society. This confusion that comes up in the society did not just come today. It had some basis in the society before that, which were the inherent and hidden dimensions, which a person needs to prepare for them as they come. Now, how do we do that preparation? Number one is to be pious and to stick to the Sharia. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. One who has piety, who is pious and sticks to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person Allah will grant him the criterion. That means he will be able to distinguish between the right and the wrong. This is one way to prepare yourself.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, there are other ways to prepare oneself also in these states of fitna. In fact, the leader and the manager needs to make that preparation. Because the manager can see that, look, he can see the undertones of a certain movement. So therefore, a leader is supposed to be able to read those undertones. How does he read those undertones? By reading and doing and having studying and studying different movements that are happening at that particular time. It's very important for him to be aware of those movements. For example, there is a capitalistic movement, there is an imperialistic movement, there is a socialist movement, and there are small movements within the society also, feminism, things similar to them, within a sect, within a religious group also, movements like extremism or movements like pluralism. He needs to be aware of all of these different isms and to trace where the source of these fitnas can come. He needs to be aware of the doubts that are facing the youth at that time to be able to prepare them. So you see, it's a very, very important discussion. To be able to deal with fitna is not an easy thing. It's not just about being pious, which is one dimension. But if a person is not aware of the times, is not aware of the different underlying movements, then sometimes that piety itself can go against the person. Person with all his piety, because of lack of understanding of the situation and of the society, you might notice that same pious person turns away from the truth and sides with the wrong side. It is possible. So preparing for fitna is something extremely important, and it is a thing that all of the people need to slowly prepare and do the readings, do the awarenesses, and prepare their souls towards being able to understand these different intricacies. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio. حين دعاه نال منه.
الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.